It is Kelly Scott here looking after things for Anna, just gone 12:15 on this Tuesday, the 11th of March. Now, since I've been working here at BBC Radio Newcastle, I've met many people who've turned difficult times and tragedies in their own lives into something a lot more positive by moving on to help others who find themselves in similar situations. They've spent their own time and money setting up small charities right here in the Northeast, and it's not an easy world to survive in. Well, one such charity is Heal and Toe, who've been providing physical therapy and support for disabled children in the Northeast for more than 15 years. And Jane Long is the development executive for the charity and is in the studio with me now. Hello there.
Hello.
It's so great to have you in. And firstly, what a great jumper.
Oh, thanks.
It was a cardio. It was absolutely lovely. Now, for anyone who hasn't heard of this charity, just briefly tell us a little bit about what Heal and Toe do.
So we provide therapy for children with physical disabilities and complex needs, and we do this from our centres based in Durham. It's accessible for any child across the Northeast from 6 months old up to 19 years old, and the reason why we really need to push at the moment is we've got a hydrotherapy centre which is very exclusive, but we found times have been really tough trying to raise money just to maintain the actual pool itself, and there aren't that many in the Northeast, so the families who access it at the moment are really, really desperate, you know, for us to keep providing that therapy for them.
It's really interesting because when you offer like a therapy like that, people go, all right, well, you've got the pool. You don't forget about, you forget sometimes about maintaining it.
Yeah.
And the additional money that goes into it as well.
That's right, yeah.
Well, you know, why would you say this form of therapy is so good for children?
It's just such a holistic approach, hydrotherapy. It's also very sought after, but it's how the therapy, it works with the buoyancy of the water, and the children get to relax their muscles. It's also set at a temperature as well, so it's always warm, whereas children with physical disabilities really struggle to get into access, you know, normal pools, mm-hmm. At leisure centres, because the water's just too cold and it stiffens up their muscles.
And the work you do, having these kind of therapies, that there must be a massive positive impact on not only the children involved and the young people, but the parents as well. Like, you must see people who come in one way and then they're walking out the door feeling a lot better. Have you seen that a lot over the years? I'm sure you have.
Yeah, I'm lucky enough to work in between both of the centres. So every day I do see the children in sessions. I get to see them develop. I get to speak to the parents, and I actually get to give a little bit of feedback on our social media platforms so everybody can understand how important it is, the work that we do. But not only that, but how the children progress, and how it is such a good charity to, you know, to access. So we really do need some backing.
And that's the thing. And I mean, obviously, there's so much work you do. I just want to, again, go back to talking about this therapy pool, this hydrotherapy pool. How much money does it cost to run something like that?
So we've set a campaign at the moment for 2025 is to raise £60,000. And that's simply just to maintain and keep the pool open. It doesn't include the costs of the physiotherapists who go inside.
That's because we forget sometimes the knock-on effects of all the other people that are involved and all the other prices and everything.
Yeah, yeah. So basically we're looking at raising sort of £5,000 a month up until December to keep it open this year.
And what sort of, like, who are the donors normally, and what sort of things do you do to raise the funds?
So the main thing that we do is run our own events. We do sponsored events, and we put teams into the Great North Run, and we run our own children's events. We have a superhero walk, which is at Chesley Street. We do lots of different diverse events for anybody to access. We also apply for grants, which is a little bit of a minefield. Every grant is different. You never know whether you're going to get it or not. It's sometimes for specific reasons. And also, we have some really fantastic local businesses who have backed us and supported us throughout the years, and they're continuing to do that. So we just want to urge more people, more businesses, just to get involved with us, because it really is a lovely charity to work with. You can actually see where your money's going. You can see the difference that we're making.
And that's it. And for anyone who doesn't know, like you said yourself with the hydrotherapy pools, some of the children can't go to you know, the pool down the road. Yeah. And they would if they could, but they can't, and they need it at a certain temperature and they need to have a certain staff around them. And I imagine people even came along and had a look and got to have a look around the place,
yeah,
and would see the wonderful work. Because I think that's something that, and the reason we're really keen to get you on, charities like yours don't have big publicity budgets to do that with, or a big marketing team to throw it out there and put it everywhere like some of the big national charities do.
Yeah.
I mean, how hard is it to raise awareness? Obviously, you've worked so hard to be able to get that hydrotherapy pool. You've clearly done a lot.
Yeah.
But it must be relentless.
It is.
Just keep asking and keep pushing it out there.
Yeah, it is a constant battle. And especially since the times of, you know, shutdown and COVID, we never really recouped everything from that. So we just want to keep trying to extend our services and make sure that everybody understands like where we are, what we do and how they can help.
And the main thing is then, for, imagine if your services weren't available, what knock-on effect would that have? What would that do to the lives of the children who rely on you and their families as well?
So basically at the moment we're helping around 200 children in the Northeast. If our services weren't there, they would have to rely on the NHS. And we all know that the pressure that is on at the NHS, the waiting lists are really long, the staff shortages that they have. And it's just great to have us there as an additional therapy support for children. But the children that are accessing and the families will actually, you know, it'll have a detrimental effect on them. The children will probably regress in, you know, their progression of therapy, sort of muscle wise and tone wise, they won't be able to move as freely as they can. They won't be able to do things on a daily basis that we sometimes take for granted without our services there.
And that must be, like you said, when you get to notice the difference that happens, say when someone goes into the pool and comes out, you can actually see them more relaxed and...
Yeah. Just the smiles on their faces as well. They actually enjoy it. See, most of the time when they're in therapy sessions, they don't realise that they're actually doing therapy work because it's so much fun. And that's the whole point of Heal and Toe is to do therapy based, that is sort of making it fun and an activity for children so they don't know how much hard work they are actually doing.
Yeah. Or how much hard work everyone around them is doing as well.
Yeah.
Now, for anyone listening right now, like you said, this is kind of a shout out and saying, look, you know, you need support with this. Local businesses, if they can, you know, get involved, what do they need to do? What would you like them to do right now?
So we have a Just Given page. If anybody wanted to send a donation, no matter how big or how small, it all helps. And that's on Just Given. It's Heal and Toe Hydrotherapy Appeal. Or you can also visit our website where we have a list of events that we run throughout the year. Please get involved, sign up for a crazy event or a golf day or, you know, whatever takes your fancy. Also business support. If you think your staff are looking for a charity to support, you know, get on board. Just give us a call and visit the website and see what we're about.
And I bet as you know, as soon as they come along and maybe meet you or speak to any of the parents of anyone who is getting support right now, they're going to see how worthwhile it is and the lives that you're really changing by doing what you do.
Absolutely. And our doors are open to absolutely anybody. If you want to come and visit us, you know, come and see what we do, just get in touch and we'd love to show you.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Jane, for coming on. I think we were just so keen to get you on because it is that thing of people think, oh, they must get a load of money from somewhere.
Yeah.
And everyone knows the wonderful work you do, but people sometimes forget that, you know, that bit of work's one thing. The other huge bit of work is keeping it all going. You may have that wonderful hydrotherapy pool that's really helping youngsters at the moment, but without the support, it would be just there.
Absolutely.
And no one could use it. Remind us again, if someone wants to go and Just Give In, what do they need to do?
They just need to go to the Just Give In page, which is Heal and Toe Hydrotherapy Appeal.
Oh, well, thank you so much for coming on. And best of luck with it. I'm just hoping
thank you.
Someone will text in and be like, yes, so if you're a business right now and you're not supporting a charity, you haven't before, maybe this is the day
Definitely.
That you get in contact and just meet up with Jane and the gang and have a little chat.